to Boldly Go, Leading the Way. It's episode 486 with plugins for Feeding the Monster, Tracking, PDF Viewing, Mobile Zooms, Databases, Woo Searching, and Classic Press Options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlooking beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever-lovely...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but of course, just a couple of quick things for me right off the top. Today, November 19th, 2020, is International Men's Day. So make sure you take a few moments out of your day to go acknowledge the men in your life who have inspired you and made a difference in your life. And it is a day that should be more widely celebrated than it is. The mainstream media tends to ignore it while they play up that other day. I can't remember what it is. It has something to do with females, I think. At any rate, men should be honored. It is a day that... it helps highlight the issues that are of particularly affect men. And there's many issues around men. There's many specific health issues that men don't get much talk about. There's many specific mental health issues that men have to deal with. So go learn a little bit about International Men's Day. It is well worth your time, and to celebrate it with the men in your life that are worthy of that celebration. This show is done with a great appreciation out to the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
Which was a whole bunch of them at pre-show. And before I get started, you will want to hang around to the end of the show for our Q&A segment with Amber. And to those listening on the podcast, you will want to check out the YouTube version, which has great discussions before the show starts, usually. Today was kind of an exception. But the other thing is it also has the second half of the Q&A section that is split up just for that particular reason. So without much further ado, it is time to...
Shut up already.
Oh, the wrong one.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
This is number 45 of 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 46, and things on this show are moving and shaking into a whole new critter. We have reached week 46 of the year 2020, and we are now 35 weeks into the Rona. And since there are still a few mom-pop shops that survived the first lockdown, we obviously need to go into another lockdown. Gotta get them all. The world appears to have jumped into... The world appears to have jumped out of the pot and into the frying pan. So now is the perfect time to make yourself a little place where you can tune out for a while. It can be anywhere and anything. A blanket thrown over your couch to build a fort, in your bed with your door closed and a do not disturb sign or a sock on your door, or even your car. Get into space all your own, throw on some music and grab a book, or even throw on a book and grab a drink. Kick back and breathe. Try to get there at least once a week, more if you can. If you have kids, let them know that they should only bother you if they are broken, dying, or bleeding for one whole hour. Make your area comfy for you, and try to remove all internet and radio news hours while zoning out. Try to let go of everything outside of your control, and work on pestering those you know and care about to get their own zone-out spaces started. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so we do have tech news today, but before we jump into that segment of the show, I want to let out Sultan, the guest on our last show there from Rex Theme over at show 485. He wanted to let everyone know about their Black Friday deal with a special to WP Plugin A to Z listeners. So you can head over to rextheme.com and you can purchase a lifetime license plan for any of their plugins with a 40% discount. And they've got a dedicated coupon code for all listeners. That coupon code is listed in the show notes. Go find it there. So thanks a lot, Sultan. We greatly appreciate you appearing on the show last week. It was really actually quite fun to have a third guest on the show. So if anyone else wants to do that, you don't even have to be a developer, just a listener who thinks they want to come do this crazy radio thing with us. Sign up. You can go find the links in the show notes to sign up as a guest host and fill the slot. One person a week can sign up. You know, if we get too many, we may have to cut them off once in a while so that we could have a week where we don't have guests, because it is a bit extra work, but I rather enjoyed it. It was lots of fun.
It is fun.
And the only requirement is you got to bring a couple of plugins to the show. And my mouse, there we go, mouse quit working. All right, so let us head off into...
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Thank you. And now the WordPress news with Jonathan.
Absolutely. All right, so what do we got for WordPress news this week? We do have a couple of interesting things. First one here, if you're an Envato user, and I've been using Envato for several years now, and initially I was so-so, but then the plugins got better and better, and the developers got great. But Envato has passed the $1 billion in community earnings while continuing to aggressively market its Element subscription against marketplace authors. Whatever that means. At any rate, I scanned the article through. Basically, though, Envato has paid out $1 billion to the developers of the community, which means they themselves have earned $2 billion. They were very brilliant in how they built that marketplace. I remember when it was brand new and it just had a few things and there were a few copycats, but they managed to do it right, and they brought together an excellent community of developers and systems. And their Elements subscription, I use that a lot for many different things. Because I bought it so early, I got it really dirt cheap. And as long as I keep using it and paying it, it continues to be dirt cheap. But it's a really great thing. So you might want to take a look at Envato again if you haven't used them in a while. There's a lot of great stuff there.
I don't even know what Envato is. What is it?
It is a marketplace. It's a marketplace for WordPress plugins. And a lot of developers went there first to market their premium plugins because it gave them access to a very large audience.
Oh, it's a flea market for plugins.
It's a flea market for plugins, basically.
Cool.
Yeah. And they pay, and Envato collects a percentage of the sale that from every plugin that is sold.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliantly done. They pulled it off very well. I saw lots of copycats when they came into existence, but the copycats didn't do it as well as Envato did.
So, and they're still going strong, it seems. Awesome.
Oh yeah, well, they've gotten even stronger. In the last couple, 3 years,
nice.
They've gotten even stronger. So, well worthwhile. I still buy plugins there. The nice thing about it is the fact that you buy a plugin there, it's a one-time fee, and you continually get the updates forever. You don't have to pay an annual fee for all your licenses. So that's the one good thing about it. But if you ever need support, you have to pay for support, and you buy support at 6 months at a time, which I've had to do that a few times with some plugins I've had. It's like I didn't have support for a year or so. I suddenly start using it again on a new project. Okay, now I need support. I go in, I buy support for 6 months. I get all the support I need for my project, and then I don't need their support again for a while. So they do get some continuing revenue.
That's actually not such a bad idea.
No.
Buying 6 months of support at a time, that gives you the ability to get support after you think you fixed everything.
Yeah, or when you actually need it.
Yeah.
You know, or when you haven't used it for a couple of years, you're still using the plugin, but you don't need their support. So you don't really need to pay the support fee all the time. But then you go in and you go, okay, I need support. The only way I can access it, pay the fee again. And it's always a reasonable price on the support fee. It's never excessive. You know, so it's really quite nice. So
nice.
Okay, the next one we've got here for you. This one here is for those of you looking for deals on plugins. And there is always at this time of year, I pay out more licensing fees in November and early December than any other time of year. I have to save my money for November, December to renew many of my license fees, because I bought all my stuff during Black Friday and Christmas deal and New Year's sales. So again, it happens every year at this time. Many of them put them on sale. This one here, this is an article here that has a listing that is being updated daily of 101 plus WordPress deals for Black Friday. These are all the companies they can find that are giving out deals for Black Friday, including codes if they exist. So if you're looking for things like Elegant Marketplace, Fluent Forms, Fluent CRM, Flywheel, Gutenberg, Groundhog, Cadence, Lifter LMS, Malcare, MailPoet, NinjaTable, the list goes on.
Nice.
You'll want to check this article out so that you can find out if the plugin you've been looking for is coming up for sale instead of searching the web or seeing what's there. One guy's collected it all together and is doing a great job, and that's over at Greta Theme. So thanks a lot. We really greatly appreciate that.
That is a cool idea. Collecting them all together, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It is. But that's a lot of work. So... Give the dude some credit. Okay, the next article we've got here is an article on how to set and manage your client expectations in web design. If you're a web developer, designer, builder, theme, whatever you're doing for with dealing with clients, the number one thing I had to learn, and it took me several years for some reason because, well, I can be slow sometimes. What can I say? Is how to set all the expectations for what you're on your client and what you're going to do and to get them to understand what to expect. Now, this is a good article to help you learn how to do that, set the values on it. One of the things I'll tell folks out there that I learned the hard way is don't ever price your projects as a project price. Never give a total project price unless you give, like, it can vary. Set your stuff is it's billed by the hour. This is an estimate of the hours, but those hours will change because project creep is inevitable. Clients always want to change things midstream. And you go, okay, it's your money. You do know you're being billed by the hour. And when you remind them of that, they often smarten up and go, you know, well, maybe we don't actually need to go down that path. Because once they realize they're paying for every hour of your time, they start to really think about how they're spending their money. So not that I mind. I was like, I'll take their money, but as long as they understand it. So it's important that you set and manage those expectations. And for some reason, I put the title in twice. Different article. Here we go. This one here is a latest. There is a current attack going on for WordPress websites. And it started a couple of days ago. Millions of WordPress websites are being hit with a wide-ranging attack. And the big thing about this is it's a problem with the theme under the theme frameworks. And here's some vulnerable themes that are out there. And if you're using any of those themes, you need to pay attention. Shapely, Newsmag, Newspaper, Brilliance, MedZone, Transcend, Affluent, Bonkers, NatureMag. Now, I recognize many of these themes. I've used a few of them in the past on sites I built out, and they're no longer in my control. But this is stuff that you'll need to pay attention to, folks. It is a major attack that is going on right now, and it seems like it's a major probe for further vulnerabilities at the moment. So it's hard to say what's going to happen and where it's going to go. So if any of that affects you, you'll need to take care of it as soon as possible. Hey, so that's all we have for news. It was a slow news week. Maybe that's the problem, too. It's been a slow news week along with everything else being slow.
Just kind of slow. It's been the weather around here.
Yeah. All right. This is the section here. I like to talk about how people are donating to support for the show. This is a value for value show, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, does it save you 5 minutes? Is that worth $5 to you? Go donate to the WP Plugins A to Z. Click on the donate link. You know, the biggest thing we need.
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. We need cash. That's always the biggest thing. But we also need other things. We need people to help with managing the website. We need people to help with bringing us content or even producing content such as jingles or artwork or other things for the show. All of those things are value, or even questions. Produce value for the show and provide value back to you. Think of it a way to get the advice of some experts, and you don't even have to pay for it. Great stuff. We haven't had questions in quite some time. It would be nice to have some questions coming into the show again. So value for value. That's what it is. That's how this show is created. You know, we have taken sponsorships from time to time, but on the whole, this has been a complete value for value show. It doesn't work without you, the producers. And one of the things we do is we give out a producership every week. And first off, it goes for the artwork. And this week's artwork comes from Angel Lemieux at Koa Digital. And it is a really cool piece of artwork. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you get a preview of it before it goes live. And it's a great shot of the moonwalk and just overlaid our logos on the top of it. So thanks a lot, Angel. I greatly appreciate that. I always enjoy looking at that shot. You know, but you do know the moon landing was fake, right? So it's all good. At any rate, the other one is the executive producers. Those go out to anyone who donates $50 or more. We still don't have any of those, but we'd like to thank the other producers who come in $50 and low. They remain anonymous, and we do have a couple of weekly, monthly subscriptions that still flow in. They're only a few bucks. They don't even actually buy me a beer, but hey, every little bit helps. So thank you very much. You all are greatly appreciated, as well as those of you who hire me because you've been listening to the show. That's as good as donating to the show. And if you'd like to get mentioned, just let me know, and I will happily mention you. But as a rule, I don't mention my clients' names. All right, and yes, I'm still pimping out my daughter. If you want to see her pretty mug in the live stream, well, you got to pony up $200 or more. And until that happens, you know, I'm not going to go through the effort of putting up a webcam to get her pretty little mug in the live stream. You know, as soon as we see that, it'll all be good.
You know, I'm totally down if nobody bothers.
Yeah, well, we'll keep you from having your pretty little mug on the live stream. You know, if I don't hear anything in another month, I'll raise that price again, and we'll just keep raising them. Pretty soon, it'll be unaffordable for anyone. Then it'll never happen. All right, this is where we dive into the meat and potatoes of the show, the reason everyone shows up here. All right, it is time to talk about our plugins. And first off, Classic Press options. I do have a couple of Classic Press things this week. And a couple of pieces of news from Classic Press. What I've got here first is an older post from Azure Curve, who is a very active person in the Classic Press community. And while this is an old post, the list that is in this post is something that's constantly updated. And it is a list of plugins that are Classic Press compatible. And they're being constantly updated. And it's something you will want to check out if you're using Classic Press. So go follow and check out this link here. The other one here is from Kevin Space, and it is the Endorse Classic Press plugin. And the Endorse Classic Press plugin is a testimonial plugin for Classic Press. And so you'll want to go check out this plugin. If you're using Classic Press and you're looking to put testimonials in your site, go check out this plugin, see how it can work for you in Classic Press. All right, off we go into, aside from that, Classic Press resources. There's the Classic Press forums, the Classic Press blog. Nothing too big in there. We had to pull the Classic Press club. They no longer valid. It seems they took their website down and vanished from the internet. So be it. All right, WordPress plugins. What do we have for you this week? First one I've got for you is called Participants Database. And Participants Database, this is an interesting one here. It was originally developed as a plugin for managing voter rolls and all kinds of fields that go with it. I'm using it for a pet project because of the fact that it allows me to put in multiple types of data into the plugin. It's a really interesting plugin. It's expandable. You can import, export records as a CSV file. You can put all kinds of data, create custom fields, mailing list information, participants, but you can customize these up in multiple ways. So I'm using it for another pet project that I've got going to see if it will work for what I'm trying to accomplish. Great little plugin. It does have a bunch of add-ons for premium stuff, so it does get kind of dinged for that aspect. Something you'll want to check out if you're looking for managing a user's database for any number of reasons, or in my particular case, I'm using it to manage a database of information. And I'm so far, it seems to be working okay, but I haven't really got too in-depth into it. Just a pet project, which only gets time on the rare occasions when I'm actually feel like working on it. But anyway, go check this out. It's called Participants Database, and I give it a 4 dragon rating.
Seems pretty interesting. So the first one I've got is Dashboard Feed Widget. This is a neat plugin. I found it while I was searching up for something else, because it doesn't seem to matter what I put into the search bar. I always get a million plugins that I'm not actually looking for. Apparently, this...
Never the one you look for exactly by name.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So apparently, this actually started out as a thing that the creators would put onto sites that they worked on to help their clients. And then they realized it was really quite useful for any other developers that may need to come onto the site and get some work done. So they made it into a plugin. It's actually, I've been using it for a bit now, and it's quite useful. It shows up on your dashboard under the heading Recent Updates, and you can choose how many updates will show up on your new little widget. You can also choose whether or not the links show up in a tab, or just stay on in a new tab, or just stay on the same tab. So it's like a new page opening. It's kind of an ugly mustard yellow color, at least something to be desired, but you can change that too to whatever color you want. So it's simply designed with functionality in mind, and I think they did a bang-up job on it, honestly. So I would absolutely recommend this this free plugin to anyone if you like to stay in the know on what's been done recently on your site and you don't like having to search around for it. I rate it 5 dragons.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a cool one to check out. Okay, the next one I have for you here today is called Advanced Woo Search. And this is an advanced search plugin that replaces your standard WordPress search function, which everybody knows by now is basically a piece of crap. And that includes the search functions at the WordPress.org's website. So at any rate, what this one does is it replaces your search results with the advanced Woo search. And when it's used in an e-commerce store, the free version of the plugin returns a nice search with an image for the products people are looking for. And it does a really good job of pulling up the exact products or the ones that are actually related to the keyword that you're searching for. Now, it does have a premium version, which allows you to go in and change the results layouts, form layouts, give additional filters in there, get an unlimited amount of things, search for custom taxonomies, custom fields, and a whole lot more. Even put an add to cart button right there in the search function. So the premium version is probably worthwhile if your store is doing a lot of business, because a lot of times people don't want to search through your products. They just type in a name and see what comes up. I mean, I go to a store, I just look up the name and find what I'm looking for. It's like the search is the most key thing that is used nowadays for pretty much all websites. So you need a good search function. And this one works very well for the free version. I just recently used it on a project that I'm just about getting ready to launch, and it worked very well for the hundreds of products they have in the store. So go check this one out. It's called Advanced Woo Search, and I give it a 4 dragon rating. Until I get the premium version, I can't give it a 5. So go check it out.
So with that one, that actually seems like a really good idea. Have you tried it out?
Yeah, I just said I used it on a project that I'm just getting ready to launch this project, and this is used in the project that I...
My question specifically was, does it actually pull out the things you're looking for, all the other search things?
Yeah, it does. It pulls out the if you type in a specific name, that's the top list, and then it lists the other ones below it. But if you just type in a keyword, it lists up everything it can find to the keyword.
Perfect.
So it's actually quite good. It's a really good search.
Cool. All right, the next one I have is PDF Viewer for Elementor. I came across this problem of viewing a PDF in a project I'm working on, and I found this little ditty. It has two aspects to it. One is a PDF viewer, and the other is a PDF JS viewer. The PDF viewer, it only really works when you let it load, then press the refresh button, let it load again, and sometimes not even then. Though the PDF JS viewer works every time. Just looks a little strange. I'm not really clear as to whether or not the people who took over it recently have any plans to fix this issue, though they themselves suggest that you just use the PDF.js viewer instead of the PDF, because it works better. It works well on the PDF.js, and it is what I needed, and I was able to, and it's what I was able to find for the project that I'm working on. Though I am searching for a better version of a PDF viewer that works well with Elementor. This plugin is a good for now type plugin, and I'm hoping that the new owners will fix whatever issue they're having with the regular PDF part. So if you need something for just now, go ahead and grab this up. But if anybody knows of a better version out there, let me know. I rate this at 3 dragons.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. But that's the way it goes. But yeah, that's weird. I'm sure they will get around to it if they get enough complaints.
I'm not sure. I was checking out the different things, like the different little conversations again last night. They're not even responding now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure what's going on with this.
They're moving in a different direction. They're probably developing a premium version.
Ah.
And they don't want to bother with this one anymore.
That's
probably what's happening.
The creators of this just sold it to someone. Yeah, so.
Well, the creators made their money and they're gone. Okay, the next one I have for you here is called Activity Log. Now, right now I'm in the process of testing out multiple Activity Log plugins because I had an Activity Log plugin that worked beautiful for years, and the last few updates to the plugin, they've stripped out a lot of the functionality and poured it into their premium version of the plugin, which I can understand. They need to make money, but you know, I like that little bits of functionality, and you know, I don't use it so much that I need the functionality, or I need to pay a premium license for it. And it's like, I don't mind paying premium license fees when the plugin is justified. But in this case here, it was just used for tracking a few things to make sure everything was okay for a little while, and then I turned off and get rid of it. But so what I had to do is I had to start looking through to see what activity log plugins are still available, giving good results for the information I was trying to track in the particular websites. This is the result of one of them. This is an okay one. I did like it. I initially set it up and it seemed like it was going to work well. But then I started having issues around the setup of it. The setup window didn't want to load correctly. It didn't really give me the results it says it's going to give me. And I finally ended up yanking it, and I'm using another one now. And that one will come up next week or the week after because I'm reviewing them all, and they'll eventually make their way to the show. So at any rate, this one here, Activity Log, it's a so-so Activity Log. It gives you enough information if you want true basics. And I can't really say too much else about it. Go check it out if you want it, but I give this one a 3 dragon rating.
All right. Last one I've got is definitely allow mobile zooming. Such an interesting name. So this is a neat plugin. It gives you the ability to make your website capable of zooming on mobiles. And I know that generally a person can do this on most sites, but some sites get a bit wonky when you zoom in on them. This plugin fixes that. There's nothing to do with this plugin. You just download it and activate, and it does everything on its own. It's pretty nifty, total freebie. I would generally give this a 5, but since it's a neat, though not overly useful plugin, since most sites do this anyway, I'm lowering it a bit. If you found that your site is one of those that is a little wonky when zoomed in on, go check this one out. I rate it at 4 dragons.
Alrighty. That could be useful to fix a minor glitch you've got going until you get around to solving the real problem. Okay, that's it for that. This show is currently brought to you by...
Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
Absolutely. And if you want that high quality web hosting, you better act soon because my server is starting to fill up and I don't have very many spaces left on my servers because it is exclusive. I don't let just anybody on my servers. Okay. And This is the point here where we like to talk about listener feedback, but we still don't have any. Folks, send us some listener feedback. We need it. Questions, feedback. Tell us if we're doing good, bad, indifferent. Questions you might have, you know, comments, you know. You can send us in your own plug-in reviews. If you send me a pre-recorded clip, I will play it for others to hear. Try to keep the clip below 3 minutes, though. All right. Contests. We do have contests, and our contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin. These guys were kind enough to provide us with a premium license to run our contests, and it's a great plugin. I've been using it since it first launched, and they have improved this plugin dramatically over. I think it's been about three years old now, give or take, and it's just improved dramatically. A great plugin, so go check it out. I do also want to thank Charlie for coming to the aid of the show and getting our contest all organized up so we have a never-ending flow of contests coming to you now. We did have a contest last couple of weeks where we were giving away a license for WP Admin Pages Pro, and we do have a winner. The winner is Shabazz Qureshi, thank you. You're much better at that than me. Maybe I should have you read this stuff.
Maybe.
At any rate, congratulations to you, Shabazz. Get hold of us. You've got an email. You got to reach back out to me. If you don't reach back out to me in 2 weeks, we recycle the license. That means the email address you gave us was incorrect. So congratulations to you. We do have a new contest, and this contest will be running from November 19th today until December 2nd, and the winner will be announced on the December 3rd show. We are giving away a license, a lifetime license for Kartlift, valued at $249 from Rex Theme. Go check out this thing. Links in the show notes for it. It is a fantastic little plugin if you've got a WooCommerce store and you're dealing with abandoned carts. This gives you a chance to win back over 20% of your abandoned customers, recover 20% of the abandoned cart customers with an automated email campaign, meaning they started to fill out the cart, they've got their email in there, and then they like get sidetracked, the kids come along, their web browser shuts down, they forget what they're doing, or they're like me, I sit there and go, do I really want to buy this? Let me think about it for a little while, you know, and I think about it, and I'm just closing browser tabs, like, oh shit, I wanted to keep that open, oh, don't worry about it. So it will email them and say, hey, look, you've abandoned all these items in your cart, do you still want them? Bring them back and start to get an immediate increase in your return on investment for the plugin. Really great one. The other thing is, if you want to get more information and talk about that plugin, Sultan from Rex Theme, he was on episode 485, and he gave us a whole lot of information about this excellent plugin and some of the other plugins that they build out. So go check it out. Enter the win the contest. And remember, share the contest on your social media channels for additional entries into the contest. Hey, and this one here I covered up. In this episode, the plugins I covered was the Activity Log, which I gave a 3-2. The Advanced Woo Search, which I gave a 4-2. And the Participants Database, which I gave a 4-2.
And I covered Definitely Allow Mobile Zooming, which I gave a 4. PDF Viewer for Elementor, which I gave a 3. And Dashboard Feed Widget, which I gave a 5.
All right. And a couple of quick reminders before we move into the Q&A segment, because partway through we use the closeout credits. Well, I still don't have a meetup planned. That is, I'm trying to figure out how to get that worked into my schedule again. If you'd like to be on an interview show, which is a separate show apart from this one, reach out to me at wppluginsatoz.com/interview. Want to find out more about my insanity? Go check out theroguestavern.com to find out what I'm up to in the world. It's a great website, lots of really cool videos of everything I've been doing in this last year, and some more interesting videos are getting ready to be uploaded. Okay, it is Q&A time. Now we have a jingle. Where'd it go?
Did you eat it?
I might have. I can't remember where I put it on here. There it is.
It's question and answer time.
Absolutely. Let's move into that.
All right. My first question for you is, how does a plugin work? Does it create its own universe attached to WordPress, or does it fully mesh with the programming that's already there? How does it interact with WordPress site itself?
Okay, that's a good question, actually. And no, that, I need that one. That's not a good question. It's the question is very valid. And what it is the plugins for WordPress, they are partly their own universe and partly attached to WordPress. They're more like a parasite, I guess, is what you would think about, because they live on their own, but they suck off of WordPress resources.
I like thinking of them as parasites.
Yeah, they are basically like a parasite, because what they do is they have all their own code, but they can't survive on their own as a general rule. They need the integration into the WordPress core code so that it fits into your WordPress dashboard or presents the information on your WordPress website in the front end. And they also integrate and call certain pieces of information from the WordPress database to work with their database. Some plugins have their own database tables. Some plugins depend on the database tables from WordPress itself. So it's kind of a bit of a mishmash, and thinking of them as a parasite is probably the best thing I can think of for them, because a parasite can't live on its own. And I don't know any WordPress plugins that really live on their own, because without the WordPress core, they don't do anything, or they try to do something and it doesn't quite give you the full experience. So does that sort of answer that question?
Yeah, it does actually. Helps me to understand a bit more what's going on every time I plug it in or remove it.
Yep.
So what's going on with the site when a plugin stops it from working? Is the plugin stopping communication throughout the entire site somehow?
Well, when a plugin breaks your website, what it's done is it's reached for a specific piece of information from the WordPress core, and it's asked for WordPress core to do something. It goes, I can't do that. I give up. It injects, or it, because it's using, or it's trying to override a piece of core code that WordPress is doing, and it causes it to white screen, or it conflicts. WordPress is trying to put out code A, and the plugin's trying to put out code A, and they run head to head into each other, and it just causes it to white screen and crash. Or the plugin will not work with the latest version of PHP, and your website's up to the latest version of PHP. It's truly complex as to what's going on when it stops a website from working. It is multiple things that causes it to happen.
Okay, so why is it that it stops the entire site from working? I mean, because they're kind of like a parasite, you would think that the plugin itself not working, something going on with the plugin, would just kill the plugin's ability to work, not wreck the whole site.
Well, when you think of it like a parasite actually works, it's like a parasite that's causing problems in a human. As long as it's attached, it creates problems in humans. But the moment you detach it from the human gets better, which is the same thing you can do with a plugin. You can go in and deactivate a specific plugin. If you can't get to your dashboard, you can FTP in, and you can change the folder name of the plugin, which effectively turns it off.
Yeah.
And so the website starts working again. So it's basically like taking the parasite off the human body, it gets better. So it's the same sort of thing.
I keep getting this image of two people trying to go through a door at the same time and crashing.
There's the other problem. That's the same sort of issue as that's another good analogy of what's happening. It's two people trying to go through this door at the exact same time. Or two people trying to go through a door that swings both ways and both of them pulling on the handle at the same time from opposite sides of the door.
Okay.
So you end up with nothing. So yeah, that's why when a plugin stops a site from working, it's the communication of the plugin, but that's why you can turn off that specific plugin and your website comes back, and then you know that plugin's got a problem, and you either have to, if you know how to code, fix the code yourself or get a coder to fix it, or reach out to the developer and say, it broke my site, and hopefully you have errors you can send to the developer. You may or may not have errors. Errors are not always produced.
Well, here's another question for you. What's the most common reason for a plugin failing?
You know, I don't know what the most common reason for a plugin failing is. The biggest thing I've run into is incompatibilities. I don't even know what specific code.
Well, I don't expect you to remember the code. Just, you know, general
it's
issue.
It's just a code issue. They wrote their code with an incorrect call or a function call, or they're trying to create a function that can't be created, or, you know, or they their plugin isn't compatible with the latest version of PHP or some others. There's so many things. I don't think there's any specific.
So the most common issue is every issue it's ever had.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All right. My next question is, when you mix two themes, one parent and one child, do they always work together, or are there issues where the themes just don't work together?
Okay, are you talking about two themes from with the same name branding, the same
brand? No, I'm talking about, like, I don't know, take Elementor and choose a name of another one.
Okay, well, Elementor is not an actual theme.
Oh, it's not.
Elementor is not a theme. Elementor is a plugin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Elementor is a page builder. Oh. It's not a theme. That's why it works with so many themes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's like, if you're talking about a parent and child theme, the parent and child themes have to be of the same lineage.
Do they?
Yeah. Because they have to be able to work together. A child theme is actually basically just an empty folder. And all it does is points to the parent theme. You can create a child theme out of any theme in existence. You can make a child theme for it. And the reason for the child themes came about because what would happen, I remember back in the early years of WordPress, I would get a theme, I would go in and create custom functions and a functions PHP and do other things. And if I didn't back it up, if I wasn't paying attention one day and the theme updated and I hit the update theme button, all of my custom functions were wiped out. They were gone.
Oh.
So what the child theme came about is a way to preserve all your custom changes while having the parent theme or the master theme. You could update it to your heart's content and it would never impact the child theme or all your custom stuff because you put all your custom stuff in the child theme folder. And
okay.
The child theme folder, basically all the main files are in the parent folder, so the child theme folder points to the main folder and says, oh, if you need all these functions, they're over here in the parents folder. It's like the teenage kids who go to their parents' fridge and they don't have their own fridge, you know, because they need all the food. But yet, you know, and that's the basic thing. So.
Okay, so then you can actually mix you can use whatever you want for the child theme, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, as long as it matches to the parent.
Okay.
Basically what it is.
If you have like a 21 theme, you have to have a child 21 theme?
Yeah, you can create a child 21 theme.
Okay.
And so it's really quite common to create a child theme. In fact, there's a plugin out there, I reviewed it, got a couple of years ago, that helps you automatically create a child theme.
Oh, cool.
You just load the plugin and put create child theme, and it goes, well, which theme do you want a child theme? And you push a button and poof, it creates a child theme for you.
That's useful.
Yeah, it was very useful. It saved a lot. It saved about 20 minutes worth of work.
Cool.
So, you know, so it's because to create a child theme, you have to create a folder, you have to create the CSS file, you have to create, you know, a couple of other basic files have to be created. So, and it can take you 10 to 20 minutes to do it. But if you got a plugin that says push, click, done, 5 minutes, perfect. So, but back to, you know, like Elementor or... well, Divi is actually a theming system, so that's completely different. It's a builder with its own theme built in, although Divi works on other themes. But Elementor, Be Busy, something builder.
Beaver
Builder. Those are builder plugins that build out pages for you, and they build them out with pretty much any theme. Now, many themes have to make themselves sort of compatible to the builder because the builder injects code in different places. So,
is Gutenberg a builder or a theme?
Gutenberg, they're trying to be both. And Gutenberg is an insane thing. So there you go. Hemdian has popped up the child theme configurator. So that was probably the plugin. I sort of remember reviewing it years back.
So do you want me to go on asking questions, or do you want to...
All right, I think this is the point here where we're going to split it off, and we will call it here and let play out the credits. And for those of you listening on the podcast, you got to come to the YouTube channel to catch the rest of this. So we're going to play the show outro credits, and we'll be back in a sec or two.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at
and it's tequila time.
A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.